for breakfast, black coffee, one slice of dry toast. No butter, no jelly, no jam. For lunch, just some lettuce and two celery stalks. No beer, no potatoes, no ham. This dietin' sure is a slow way to die. For supper, two pieces of...
Hello? Can you hear me? One, two. One, two, girls, can you hear me? Oh, my team of girls, welcome to Clonus Town Hall for this week's Easy Slim meeting. Please form an orderly line for the weigh-in. What? That includes you as well, Dolores. Would you stop jumping the queue? You're so keen, you are. I'm very proud of you, though. Oh, Dolores,
I am. Bad news. As usual. I don't know why I keep coming here. It's like a form of torture. I haven't lost a pound in weeks. It's so depressing. I'm Breda. You just moved into the big house in the Cavan Road. I've seen you down to the supermarket a few times.
Yes, we've been here 2 months now. My husband, Austin, was transferred, but it's only a temporary move.
Where did you move from?
We were in Ballyhaggard for most of last year.
Never heard of it.
Lucky you. It was hell on earth. It makes Clonus look like New York.
Where's your husband working here?
He's an accountant with JKR.
He's the guy that drives the lovely big 12-reg Beamer. There aren't too many of them around here. Marty, the other half, is green with envy every time he sees it. He says it's the first thing he's buying if he ever wins the lotto.
Does your husband work at the plant?
No, he used to. He drives a van for the poultry factory now. I've got 5 cousins working up at the plant, though. They're saying there's been talk of more redundancies lately.
I wouldn't know. Have you any children?
I've 2 boys. Michael is 5 and Danny's 8. What about you?
Amber is 20. She's in Trinity doing radiology. Timothy is 17. He's boarding in Dublin. We hoped he might move up with us, but there were no schools to send him to around here.
There's a community college in town.
Yes. Well, we thought he'd do better boarding.
I don't know why you're coming to these meetings. You're making a show of us all with your lovely figure.
I'm only here to maintain. I reached my target weight a year ago.
Sure, you're like a greyhound. I can't imagine you were ever fat at all.
Oh, you'd be surprised at how much I've lost.
Go on, let me guess. 1 stone.
No.
2 stone.
No.
3.
Wrong again.
4.
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. Did you get the free lifetime membership?
Yes.
You must be over the moon. I've been killed admiring your trim little figure every time I see you in the supermarket.
Believe me, I was in an even worse state than you are.
Oh, I know. I'm in utter disgrace. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I just can't seem to shift the weight at all. Look at poor Dolores over there. She's been coming to these meetings for years, and she just keeps getting bigger.
I'd say gastric banding is the only option for someone like her.
What?
The only way she's going to get some semblance of a figure back is to have gastric banding.
That sounds a bit drastic.
She's a food addict. You don't diet for years and end up looking like that. She's obviously binging between meetings and has probably never walked the length of herself. Surgery is the only solution for a case like her.
Oh, stop, will you? I live in fear that I'll end up looking like Dolores.
Well, it's up to you. There are 2 reasons why you were overweight. 1, you eat too much. And 2, you're not exercising enough. Women who come here and don't lose weight are doing something wrong. Mainly fooling themselves. They think that by showing up and weighing in, the pounds will magically fall off them. It takes a lot more commitment and hard work than that. Believe me, I know all about it.
You're probably right about the eating. And I don't have time to exercise.
Why not?
I work mornings in the school office. I pick up the kids on the way home. I help with their homework, and by the time I clean the house and cook the dinner, Marty's home and the day's over.
And what do you do all evening?
After the kids go to bed, we watch TV.
Every night?
Yeah. Me and Marty get the box sets. We like to watch the same things. I suppose you'd call us telly addicts, but around here there's nothing much else to do.
Well, that's where you're falling down. As soon as the kids are in bed, you need to put your trainers on and get out walking. I walk 5 miles every evening.
5 miles? I've never walked that far in my life.
Can you hear me? Good, good. Well done, ladies. We've had some very encouraging results today, so keep up the good work. There were some queries about points that I'll address now. Last week, I told you that a packet of Walker's sweet chili crisps has 4 points, but Dolores seems to have misunderstood me. So I want to point out that it was the small bag of Walkers I was referring to, Dolores, not the large family size bag. Oh, I know it can be frustrating if you want to eat something and you're not sure of the points, so stick to the golden rule. If in doubt, cut it out.
I really look forward to getting out for these walks every evening. When we first started doing them, I couldn't keep up the pace. God, that was only 3 months ago. Now it's nothing to me. You don't notice the miles you're doing when you have someone to walk with. And I feel I have far more energy.
Of course you have. Regular exercise releases the endorphins in the body and gives you a more positive outlook on life. I couldn't function without my evening walks.
You know so much about diet and nutrition. My kitchen is full of things I'd never heard of before. But poor Marty had a big chunk of tofu the other day. He thought it was a block of cheddar. You'd want to have heard the fuss he made. It's where he'd eaten rat poison. And all the knowledge you have about low-fat recipes, you should have your own cookery programme on the telly. You'd make a lovely presenter.
Actually, I've been thinking about writing a vegetarian cookbook.
You should! When I see some of the rubbish they come out with in those cookery programmes, white chocolate bread and butter pudding, deep fried Mars bars, do they not know half the female population are on diets?
I know. It's food porn.
Honestly, I had no idea the amount of calories I was taking in before I met you.
I believe if you really put your mind to something, there's nothing you can't achieve. But I don't see the point in putting all your energy into a project unless you can excel at it. I think it's the most important message to pass on to your children.
Oh, it sure is.
My son, Timothy, kept missing out on the league selections in tennis, but when I got him the extra coaching and he agreed to put in all the extra hours, he made it on to the Leinsters. The same with Amber, my daughter. All she ever dreamt of was getting the lead part in the transition year musical, and with the private singing tuition and the acne treatments, she nailed that part. Yes, they had to give up their social lives and sacrifice other things, but they got what they wanted in the end.
You're right, Val. You're a great mother. I don't push mine half enough. Your kids will probably be real high achievers.
You have to remember, Breda, you can have anything you want if you put your mind to it. It's all about self-belief.
I couldn't believe it at the meeting last week. Girl of the month. When they said I'd lost 8 pounds, I thought I'd pass out. It's all thanks to you, Val. I mean, I've only really been taking the dieting seriously since I met you.
It's a great start, but it's only been 3 months. So don't let it go to your head. There's always room for improvement. The battle never ends. It's important you remember that, otherwise you'll begin to slip.
I know. It really is a constant battle. Like this evening when we sat down to dinner. I cooked oven chips for the boys and Marty. I nearly had to tie my hands behind my back because all I wanted to do was grab a fistful and smother them in ketchup and wolf them down. Oh.
But you didn't.
No, no. I had my steamed fish and salad.
I never eat with Austin. I have my dinner at lunchtime. That way I have the rest of the day to burn it off. I do sit down with them, because it's important to sit down together. But I only ever have a cracker and some cottage cheese.
That's all you eat all evening?
Yes, it's all I need. I have a wheatgrass smoothie in the afternoon if I'm feeling lightheaded, but generally I can do without it.
But what about the weekends? Do you not have treats or takeaways?
And ruin all the good work I've done during the week? Certainly not. The bottom line is, there can be no weekends on a weight loss plan. Otherwise,
You end up yo-yo dieting and getting nowhere. No, thank you.
Oh, we always throw back the ears on a Friday night with a bottle of wine and the Chinese.
Have you any idea how many calories are in a glass of wine?
Oh, I try not to think about it.
Well, perhaps it's time you did.
It'd be hard to give up the few glasses of wine at the beginnings.
A Chinese takeaway and three glasses of wine has
four.
A Chinese takeaway and four glasses of wine amounts to at least 2,000 calories. That's more than I eat in an entire day. And you wonder why you're piling it on.
It's our night off. I love my Friday nights. I need to have a few drinks and unwind.
Gin and slimline tonic.
I don't really like gin.
Well, get to like it. It has half the amount of calories, but you can only have one, mind you. If you're out in the pub, just top up with a slimline tonic. That way, people will think you're drinking and won't be forcing it down your neck. In fact, just try to avoid anywhere that people are shoving food and drink into you. You have to make lifestyle changes, Brita. Otherwise, you'll end up like that big heap, Dolores.
God forbid.
Another few pounds, and you can start buying yourself some decent clothes.
Oh, that'd be lovely. But I don't think I'd ever be able to wear the same kind of clothes as you, no matter how much weight I lost.
Of course you could.
You're so glamorous and elegant. I could never look like that.
That's exactly how I felt about every other woman when I was fat. But you keep up the hard work, Brita. There's no reason why you can't look exactly like me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Although, I can't believe the amount of clothes that don't fit me anymore. I put on a pair of tracksuit bottoms this evening, and they were hanging off me.
The idea is to gradually discard every item of fat clothes you ever owned. You've no idea how liberating it will feel to toss out all those shapeless jumpers and the trousers with elasticated waistbands. Just think about it, Brita. Behind all that cellulite, there's a whole new you just waiting to emerge. And when you slim down and begin to dress smartly, you'll be amazed how people's attitudes towards you will change.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Hey! Now, one, two. Hello? Hello, everyone? Welcome to Clonus Town Hall for this week's Easy Slim meeting. Right. Well done, Mrs. Kavanagh. Now, Dolores, hurry along now and don't bother taking off the earrings. They won't make any difference on the scales. All right? Good girl. Well done, Mrs. Kavanagh. You're looking great. Your skin is beautiful.
Well, Brita, how did you do?
Another 6 pounds.
Well done. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks a million, Val. I couldn't have done it without you.
Don't thank me. You did all the hard work.
God, would you look at poor Dolores? She can hardly walk.
Ah, she's a lost cause. You must be feeling brilliant, though.
Oh, I am. I feel like all the hard work is paying off. I tried that quinoa hot salad recipe you gave me.
It's actually pronounced quinoa. Did you like it?
The boys liked it. But Marty wasn't too impressed. Thought I was trying to give him the hamster's food. He misses the big troughs of grub we used to have for dinner. He says I'm becoming a diet monster.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't say that when you're taking off your clothes at bedtime.
No, he certainly doesn't. Do you know what he said the other night? He says, Brita, you're only half the woman I married.
You see, men want it every way. They want the comfort-eating, chubby little companion at home, but they also want the trim little wife they can show off at the Christmas party. Well, I know which one I want to be. The trouble is, men don't realise how much work it takes to look like this. Austin could eat for Ireland and never puts on a pound. Honestly, it's infuriating.
The Friday nights are very difficult. I miss watching the late-late and having a Chinese. Marty eats the takeaway on his own now. I feel bad about going out walking on a weekend night, but I know if I stay in, I know I'll just sit down and eat it with him.
I'm sure he understands.
I'm not sure he does. He seems a bit distant these days, a bit down in the dumps. I suppose we're not spending half the amount of time together as we used to, with me walking every evening. I think he misses me.
Well, you can't let him hold you back. Tell him to go and find something to occupy himself. Surely there's a darts club or something in town he can join. You're the one doing all the hard work, Breeda. You can't let him make you feel guilty for trying to improve yourself.
Does Austin not mind you disappearing every evening?
No, he's always been very supportive. He admires my determination. Austin is a scratch golfer and spends every spare moment working on his game. When he's not at the office, he's out on the golf course or socialising in the clubhouse till all hours. We've always led very independent lives, had our own separate interests. I couldn't bear a husband that hung around the house every evening waiting for me to make his cocoa.
Now, can you hear me? Now, ladies, Easter is coming. And as we all know, it's always a very trying time for us, Yeah. However, if you do have to succumb to temptation on the chocolate front, here are some examples of treats that will do the least amount of damage. A curly whirly has 3 points. And the Lindt chocolate bunny has only 2 points. No, Dolores, it's the small chocolate bunny, not the large one. See, I'm holding it in my hand. Oh, you can't see it, it's so small. Come up to the desk on the way out and I'll show it to you. Okay, ladies, happy Easter. And remember, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
You know, people always say women should be thin. They should be on diet. But I don't care, I just enjoy eating. I like my coffee with a lot of cream. I like to eat late at night. I like scrambled eggs after a sweet dream.
I didn't see you yesterday.
I know, I couldn't get a minute to myself. Oh, Val, I really slept up and I feel rotten about it.
Mother's Day is always a bitch.
It started with breakfast. Marty and the boys insisted that I stay in bed, and they brought it up to me.
What did they make?
Pancakes.
Oh, good God. They couldn't have picked anything worse.
Smothered in butter. And they all sat at the end of the bed and watched me, so I had to eat them all.
What was he thinking? He knows how hard you've worked. I'd kill Austin if he did something like that.
Yeah, and to top it all off, they went and booked a new Italian restaurant in town for dinner, so I really fell off the wagon. Did your kids do anything with you?
No. Amber's too busy studying for exams. She sent an email. Timothy was going to come down from Dublin for the day, but I told him to stay put. That's the great thing about having them at boarding school. You don't have to do the Sunday dinner thing every week. Austin ate at the golf club, so I had the house to myself.
Was it not a bit lonely, being in the house on your own on Mother's Day?
Not at all. I did 20k on the exercise bike, cleaned the oven, and spent 3 hours playing a bridge tournament on the internet. I won. My goodness, I've so many hobbies and interests, and sometimes there just isn't enough hours in the day. I never get lonely. It was my idea of a perfect Mother's Day.
I was annoyed at Marty about the pancakes and everything, but still, it was a lovely day. Oh, the kids were so excited about it. They made these cute Mother's Day cards for me. They're only little for such a short while. It's nice to be able to do things together.
What did you eat in the Italian?
Caesar salad.
Very good.
That was my starter.
Oh, good Lord. And then?
Chicken parmigiana.
With salad?
Yeah, but I had a few of the boys' chips as well.
Dessert?
I shared a tiramisu with Marty.
Oh, my God. I suppose you're going to tell me you had wine as well.
Oh, 2 glasses... What's that?
My easy, slim calorie counter. That's over 3,000 calories. What on earth were you thinking? I couldn't eat that if I tried.
Well, look, I was being treated to this lovely evening out and I could hardly sit picking at a few lettuce leaves. I know I'm paying for an hour, but it was worth it to spend the evening together, having a laugh.
But you've worked so hard. I don't understand how you could throw it all away on an evening out.
Marty and the boys are more important than any diet. I'll always make exceptions when it comes to special occasions. Otherwise, what's it all about? There's more to life than dieting.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, Breeda, but that's the kind of attitude that will have you back in your fat clothes before you know it.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle. I'm beginning to wonder if it's all worth all the effort.
Now, don't say that. Now,
We'll get you onto a crash diet and kickstart the system again.
Oh, I hate those things. I've tried them all and only ended up putting on more weight.
The cabbage soup diet works best.
Oh, I did it. I nearly had to buy a portaloo to bring around with me.
Okay, the neutron, it's fabulous.
Did it. Marty said he wouldn't sit in the same room as me. He said me breath smelt like a donkey's.
The Master Cleanse. It's the absolute latest. Gwyneth Paltrow swears by it. It's just lemons and laxatives for 3 days.
I didn't actually buy the portaloo in the end. You're not listening to me, Val. I'm never going on one of those fad diets again. They don't work. I'm living proof.
Fine. Then we'll have to do another few extra miles this evening at high speed to make up for it.
What? Sorry. Oh, yes. Now, banoffee pie, it would still be fattening without the cream, Dolores. All right?
Not so good this week.
I don't understand it.
What are you adding up on that calorie counter now?
I just don't understand it. I tried to keep to under 1,400 calories every day last week, and I've put on a pound. Can't be right. Must be their scales. Have you seen the thing? It's ancient.
Oh, well, don't worry. I've plateaued. Whatever that means.
I just don't get it.
That's only a pound. Nobody's going to notice that.
I will, Rita. It's unacceptable.
Don't get upset, Val. Did you have a biscuit or a snack during the week that might have made you go up a pound?
Oh, I don't know. Timothy's been at home for the past week and I've been thrown out of my routine.
Ah, is he on holidays already?
No. He's been sick.
Oh, there's an awful tummy bug doing the rounds. Has he got it?
No, he pulled a muscle playing rugby. He's fine now. He's going back next week, thank God. All he's done is lounge about the house, eating everything in sight. It's probably why I've gained the extra pound. He loves my apple pie. I think he's eaten one every day.
Must be nice for you having him home for a while.
Yes, it's been lovely, but I'm paying for it now.
I think I'd miss mine if I had to send them off to boarding school.
It's amazing how quickly you get used to something. I thought I'd really miss Timothy, but I'm so busy I hardly notice that he's gone.
No. Hello, everybody. Hello. You're all very welcome to our Easy Slim meeting this morning. Now, I have a few things to cover with you before you leave. Firstly, let me reassure you that our weighing scales is 100% correct. It is checked and serviced on a monthly basis by our Easy Slim team, and there is no question of it being even slightly off. Okay? Right. Ladies, no matter how well you're doing on the diets, don't forget that our body weight fluctuates at certain times of the month. So don't get upset if you find you put on a pound or two, even though you've stuck rigidly to the program. The second thing I'd like to talk about is fruit and veg. Now, as we all know, fruit and veg have no points, but you still have to, use your common sense when it comes to eating it. For example, someone who shall remain nameless, ate 7 bananas the other day. And of course, that would contribute to weight gain. Sorry, Dolores. Yes, I know 7 naughts are nothing, but 7 bananas will undoubtedly result in you gaining extra pounds, love. And they were probably the cause of your stomach cramps as well. Yeah. So ladies, the best of luck with the week ahead, and don't forget, bigger snacks mean bigger slacks.
Oh, you gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
I suppose you heard the news.
Yes, it's terrible.
I know there was talk of redundancies, but no one expected the plant to be shut down. JKO has been the biggest employer in town since my parents were kids. Such a big blow to the community.
It's been losing money for years. Austin's been working flat out for months trying to save the plant from closure. They tried to implement several rescue packages, but nothing was working.
120 people lost their jobs today. That's nearly half the people that live in our state. All these young couples with kiddies. What on earth will they do now?
I know. I do feel very sorry for them.
They'll never get to work around here. There's too many of them. There were lots of couples that were working above in the plant, and that's double the income just wiped out. I can't imagine what we'd do if that happened to us. Marty's job seems to be safe enough, thank God. I feel almost guilty that the two of us are hanging on to our jobs when half the neighbourhood has lost theirs. I'd say most of them will have to emigrate.
Yes, they probably will. If they're young enough, it would be a wise decision, considering the state of things here.
So many of the young people have already emigrated from around here. I worry that our kids will have no one to play with soon if we lose any more families from the area. Oh, I'm sure a lot of them don't want to go, but what choice do they have? A life in the dole if they stay?
I think if I had to do it all over again, I'd emigrate. Australia or California. Somewhere warm by the ocean. I mean, why would anyone in their right mind want to stay in this dreary little place?
Because it's their home. It's all very well to say I want to live in sunny California, but the reality is that once these people go, they don't ever come back. Maybe once every 5 or 6 years for Christmas, but that's all. It means leaving their parents, their sisters, their brothers and friends. God, grandparents will never get to see their grandchildren grow up.
Oh, that's a bit dramatic. There are airplanes, you know. What's to stop them from hopping on a flight to see them?
God, Val, you really don't understand what it's like to come from a place like this. People around here can't afford to hop on flights and go wherever they please. A trip to California or Australia is something they have to save for years to do. You might live in a world where people hop on and off flights, but around here we have to beg, steal and borrow to do things like that.
Well, there'll be redundancy packages. Things won't be that bad. I'm sure a lot of them won't have to emigrate. There'll be other job opportunities. One door closes and another door always opens. JKR are in talks already about the sale of the plant. There'll probably be another company taking it over shortly.
I hope you're right. Did your Austin have to deliver the news to them?
Yes, he did. It's been a very stressful time for him. He's been dreading it, but that's the nature of his job.
I don't think any money could pay me to do that.
Well, as they say, it's tough work, but someone has to do it.
I'm sure he's had a lot of sleepless nights thinking about it. I know I would.
You'd think that would be the case, but no matter how much pressure Austin is under, it never interferes with his sleep. You could hang that man over a clothesline and he'd sleep like a baby. It's a great thing to have, the ability to sleep during times of stress.
I suppose it is.
Now, you'll have to be more positive about the future. Moping around and being negative isn't going to help anyone get over this. You've got to believe that things are going to get better.
I know. It's just a bit hard at the moment to imagine any positive outcome. It's all come as a bit of a shock to everyone in the town.
I have a fabulous book, and I'm going to give it to you. Someone gave it to me a few years ago when I was going through a very difficult time, and it changed my life. Made me see things through a whole different light. I know it's going to do the same for you.
Must be some book. What's it called?
Binging for the Soul. Now, did you try substituting the wheatgrass smoothie for your dinner?
To be honest, Val, I had no appetite after hearing the news.
Good. Well, let's up the pace then and maximise the benefits. Some girls may think the stick's a little big. Slim girls don't understand, but I don't call. Give me the food, I say give me the
food. Give me no fruit if you love me. Hey, give me the food. Now, ladies, sorry, attention. Girls, now, ladies. All my ladies, all the single ladies. Are you all right? Y'all okay now, ladies? Try to stay focused this week. I know the holidays are coming, but remember, fridge pickers wear bigger knickers.
I don't believe it, Val. Another £7. That's 2 stone in total.
That's fantastic.
I can't believe I'll actually be able to fit into a pair of swimming togs on me holidays. I haven't worn a pair of togs since I was about 17. We're taking the kids to France. I know it sounds a bit fancy, but sure, we saved up the points on the wee card and got the discount. You know yourself. Have you decided on anywhere yet?
No, I don't know what I'm doing yet. My plans seem to be changing by the day. Actually, we just got word that we'll be moving back to Dublin soon.
What?
Austin's moving back to the Dublin office. He's wrapped things up here, at last. He's done his time in the sticks. I know it's where you have to live, but Clonus isn't exactly the centre of the universe.
Oh, Val, I can't believe it. I miss you something awful. You've been like my personal trainer. How will I keep up the good work without you to urge me on?
You know, I was just thinking the other day that you've become very like me. You really turned yourself around. I can see that you've developed the same steely determination I had in the beginning. You'll be fine on your own.
Oh, thanks, Val. I hope you're right. I'm not sure I'll ever have the same determination as you, but I'll just have to keep trying. I'm sure the kids will be glad to have you back again.
Yes, Timothy will be home next week, with a ton of dirty rugby kit, no doubt. Then he's off to French college for a month. Amber has decided to go to Tanzania to do volunteer work in a children's hospital.
Isn't that such a nice thing to do? You must be very proud of her.
I can't think why she'd pick that over spending a month in Marbella with me. That was the plan, till she changed her mind and signed up for this crazy volunteer programme. God knows what she's at risk of catching out there. When are you off to France?
In 3 weeks, when the kids get off school.
That'll be nice. We used to go to France with the kids when they were young. Club Med in Saint-Tropez. We had some great times. We never seem to find the time to holiday together anymore. It's such a shame.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. It's the first holiday we've taken since the kids were born. They're beside themselves with the excitement. They've never been on an aeroplane before.
Now, you'll have to be careful of the bread in France. It's everywhere. Croissant, baguette, all laden with calories. The French women don't touch it. They smoke instead. That's why they're so skinny. As for the cheese, don't even go there. It's pure badness. You'll have to just say no to all of it and bring your own rye vita.
I swear to God, I'll never look at another slice of bread again. Nothing in the world could make me undo the hard work it's taken me to get here. It's like something inside me has changed for good. I know I'll never let myself get back to that state again.
You see, you are becoming more like me. That's exactly the attitude I had when I reached the 2-stone mark. Nothing could stand in my way.
Look at poor Dolores. I feel so sorry for her.
There's nothing poor about her. It's all self-inflicted. She has no one but herself to blame.
Well, they say her problem is glandular.
Oh, please. Glandular my eye. That's the oldest excuse in the book. How come you never see anyone in refugee camps suffering from glandular problems?
What? Oh, right. Right. Just help her up there. Right, she's great. Now, ladies, the summer holidays are almost upon us, and I'm sure a lot of you are looking forward to showing off your new figures. So don't forget, especially if you're in a hot country, it is very important to keep drinking plenty of water. Now, there were a few questions concerning alcohol during the meeting today. I just wanted to reiterate that a bottle of white wine has 900 calories. No, Dolores, it doesn't matter if it's German. Now, we all know we've had some excellent results today, but I want you to put your hands together for Breda Lynch, who has weighed in at 2 stone less since joining the Easy Slim program. Oh, Breda! Oh, look at her. Look at her. She's she is super weight. She is super weight. She is immaculata. She is fabuloso. We love you, Breda Lynch. One, two, give her a clap. Woo! Good girl, Breda. Woo! Go on, give us an old strut up there now, like, oh, there she goes, there she goes, there she goes. So proud to look at you. And remember, girls, if you want to be thinner, diminish your dinner.
You're off tomorrow. This will be our last Friday night walk.
I must say, I can't wait to get back to Dublin again. The summer sales have started. First thing I'm going to do is hit Grafton Street for a spot of retail therapy. God knows I've been starved of it around here.
I saw you in your lovely new car yesterday. You look like a movie star, flying around with the roof down.
Yeah, it's a nice change. I never keep a car for more than 2 years.
Are you serious?
Yes. Otherwise, they just depreciate.
Oh, careful, Val. You wouldn't like to get your lovely Prada trainer stuck in that mess.
Oh, honestly, they should be fined for fouling up the roads like that. I don't see why they can't use bumper scoopers.
They can't.
can't expect the farmers to use pooper scoopers for every cow that decides to do its business on the road.
Well, it's disgusting for us walkers. That's one of the things I won't miss about this place. Oh, your little pendant is pretty. Is it new?
Marty and the boys got it for me.
Oh, was it your birthday?
Oh, no, no. Marty says it's my second stone anniversary present. He says that every year we'll have to celebrate me losing the 2 stone. No pressure to keep it off.
That's so sweet.
Ah, he's an old dote, Marty is. He's very thoughtful. I was lucky to meet him. Some of the fellas around here are right feckers.
No kidding.
I was thinking, Val, we'll be up in Dublin someday over the summer holidays. We're bringing the boys to the zoo and I want to go to Grafton Street. Wouldn't it be nice if yourself and Austin could meet us for a coffee? I know Marty would love to meet you. What do you think? Oh, Jesus, Val. What's wrong?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Val, what on earth is wrong with you? Tell me.
It's Austin. He says he's leaving me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Val. I'd no idea that you were having problems. He probably only said it in a temper. Was it just a tiff that got out of control?
No, it wasn't even a tiff. He just told me, cool as you like, that the marriage is over and he wants to leave.
What? You said it yourself. He's been under a lot of pressure, having to give all these people the sack and everything. Maybe he's cracking up with all the stress.
He's well used to it by now. It's his job. He sacks people for a living. I suppose that's what he's doing to me. Letting me go. Making me redundant.
God, Val, that's shocking. Oh, don't sit on the wet grass. You'll ruin your lovely tracksuit.
Do you know what he said? He said that dieting had taken over my life, that I'm self-obsessed and, what was it, emotionally detached. He said that I'm not the woman he used to know and that all the fun had gone out of our marriage.
Marsbar? Val, don't eat it. He's not worth the calories.
I lost 4 stone because I was afraid the little prick would walk out on me. I put myself through torture for the past 3 years so I could look well for him again. I've walked the legs off myself, gone to bed hungry, counted every morsel of food that's gone through my lips, and this is the thanks I get. I told him, I said, Austin, take a good look. All this has been for you. And you know what he said?
What?
He said that it didn't matter because it's what you're like on the inside that counts. Did you ever hear such shite? I mean, feckin' Dolores is probably lovely on the inside, but who's going to bother to find out if she looks like an exploded mattress on the outside? Rita, who am I fooling? Austin's right. I've turned into a neurotic cow. I used to be great fun. I was only unhappy because I was fat. I thought if I was skinny, I'd have the perfect life. Now I'm skinny and I'm unhappy all the time. I look at you and I'm filled with envy.
Me? God, Val, what's there to envy?
You're so content. You've got a husband who idolises you. You've got 2 kids who can actually stand to be in the same room as you. You're happy.
I suppose I do have a lot to be grateful for. Was Austin serious about leaving? Do you think there's another woman?
No, he said there's no one else involved. We've just grown apart.
And why is that, do you think?
I don't know. We seem to live totally separate lives at the moment. We hardly spend time together anymore.
That's always a bad idea. Look, it's important to put time aside for each other because life is so busy for everyone these days. It's so easy to drift apart.
I guess that's what happened. We just drifted apart.
Do you still love him?
Yeah.
Then how can you give up so easily? You sound like you're just going to let him walk out without a fight.
What can I do?
Talk to him. See if you can change his mind. Find out how he really feels about you. He said you're emotionally detached. Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
Do you think that maybe this fixation with your weight has taken over your life a bit? He might be feeling a bit pushed aside.
That's exactly what he said. He feels I'm pushing him away.
And are you?
No, it's just... I feel I can't connect with him anymore. I don't know why. I can't seem to get along with anyone in my life. I've fallen out with both my sisters over stupid arguments. God, I feel so lonely all the time these days.
Did you tell him that?
Now my sisters, he already knows about it.
About how lonely you are?
No, Austin wouldn't understand that.
Why don't you just try telling him how you feel? Maybe if you both tried spending some time together and talking about things, you'd learn how to be friends again.
He's never at home anymore. He started going straight to the golf club after work. I think he's been trying to avoid me. There are days when I don't see him at all.
Would you think about taking up golf? You could start playing with him.
He bought me a set of clubs last year, but it was a disaster.
Why?
I just couldn't get the hang of it. My swing was appalling. I'm not a natural golfer at all.
Why do you have to treat everything like it's a competition?
Well, why invest all the time in a game if I'm not going to get anywhere with it?
I think you're missing the point. You don't have to come first in everything. Did it ever cross your mind that Austin bought you those clubs because he wanted you to share something with him? By learning to play golf, you could both have a common interest and spend some time together.
I suppose he did. I never really thought of it like that.
Well, I can tell you something. If it meant hanging on to my husband, I'd learn how to play the damn game, even if I was making a holy show of myself. You may not win any prizes for the golf, but you might succeed in winning your husband back. Look, I know it's not my place to say it, but all this time you spend alone, walking and playing bridge on the internet seems to be doing your marriage no favours. Life is short, Val. It's time you started enjoying it. I bet if you ask Austin, he'd say he's just as lonely as you are.
Do you really think so?
Why don't you try asking him?
Maybe I will. Oh, God. I've really messed things up lately. I can't seem to do the right thing with anyone. Timothy's gone off the rails. He didn't pull a muscle that time he came home for a week. He was suspended from school for throwing a party in the dorm. He got so drunk he had to be rushed to hospital and have his stomach pumped. I think Amber only signed up for that volunteer program in case she'd have to spend any time with me over the summer. They all think I'm unbearable. I don't mean to do it, but I seem to have a knack of making people want to run a mile from me.
That's not true. Listen, Val, you've been an inspiration to me. I'll never forget how kind and supportive you've been to me. Austin is right. It's what's on the inside that counts, and I think you're just as lovely on the inside as you are on the outside. You just have to stop being so hard on yourself. I think you're absolutely wonderful.
I can't remember the last time somebody told me I was wonderful.
Well, you are, and you saved me from turning into Dolores.
Thanks, Breda. You've been a good pal to me as well. I think I'll cut the walk short this evening, if you don't mind. I've a lot of packing to do, and I'm going to ring Austin and ask him to come home for a chat.
No, of course I don't mind. Here, let me help you up. And you'll be all right. Do you want me to walk back with you?
No, I'll be fine. I'm sorry I dumped all of this on you, but I really needed someone to talk to.
Don't be silly. We all have our bad days. That's what friends are for. Here, give me that Mars bar, please. I'm not letting you get another morsel. You'll only regret it tomorrow. It was a pleasure knowing you. Thanks again for everything, and I hope it works out with Austin. I'll say a wee prayer it does.
Goodbye, Breeza.
Goodbye, Val. Marty, hi. It's me. The kid's in bed. Great. Listen, you needn't tape the late late tonight. I'm coming home. Oh, here, have you ordered your takeaway yet? Okay, order me the Massaman duck curry. And Marty, Open a bottle of wine, will you? No, I haven't gone mad. I was just thinking that all this dieting has taken the fun out of things lately. I'm taking a night off. See you in a few minutes, love.
For breakfast, black coffee, one slice of dry toast. No butter, no jelly, no jam. For lunch, just some lettuce and two celery stalks. No beer, no potatoes, no ham. This dieting, 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 dieting sure is a slow way to die. For supper, two pieces of cauliflower raw, a beefsteak the size of an egg.